Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. Up and at 'em, everybody. Let's get going here on a Saturday morning, July 31st, live from Washington, D.C. This is AWOD Weekend Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Guys, the Olympics, we are fully in gold medal season. I'll tell you guys the count right now. It's approximate, as of last night, 19 gold medals for China, 17 gold for Japan, USA right behind them with 14 gold medals. USA also with the most silver at 16 medals and tied for the most bronze with 11. So I'm going to get into the Olympics throughout the show today, talk about the U.S. women's soccer team, who I am guaranteeing to win gold this year. I still think we're in this golden generation. So much talent here for the U.S. soccer team. They advanced against the Netherlands, the Dutch, in penalty kicks, and they will face Canada. I believe that game is Monday morning at 4 a.m. So, guys, we had the NBA draft this week. I was watching that, staying up all night. Had to see if my guy from VCU, Bones Highland, got drafted. He's headed out to Denver. Mac McClung went to the Lakers, a couple local guys here. But the Wizards draft Corey Kispert, another Gonzaga guy here in Washington. But I think that kind of pick was overshadowed by the Russell Westbrook trade. It was the top story on ESPN the other night. It was what everybody was talking about. Russell Westbrook traded to the Lakers for Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So where does that leave us here with the future of the Washington Wizards in D.C.? What's the future of Bradley Beal here in D.C.? He says he has no intentions of leaving Washington, D.C. I believe he wants that Supermax. But the question to my audience here, you can always tweet me throughout the show at AWOD Radio, AWADDRADIO. Let me know. Do you want Bradley Beal to stay here and be part of this rebuild and kind of, you know, treat him as our Giannis and try to get pieces around him, draft pieces, bring in free agents? Or should we actually ship him out and start all the way over? Can we win? I want to ask you guys, Wizards fans out there, can we win with Bradley Beal surrounded by a bunch of role players? Even if Rui Hachimura and company meet their full potential, can we win with Bradley Beal as our number one? 1-800-636-1067. Open lines, as always, throughout the show. The Washington football team is in Richmond, my old stomping grounds, as I went to VCU for training camp. Training camp is fully underway. And to hear it live from training camp, I always think it's cool to get one of the reporters who's actually standing on the sidelines. Ryan, we got Chris Russell coming on the show, the Rooster, at 10:30 a.m. I know he's driving down to Richmond. Hopefully he's there right now, and he's going to watch training camp and give his thoughts from the sideline, talk about some of the position battles, some of the QB battles. We'll see who's looking better between Heinicke and Fitzpatrick, talk about the secondary, the return of Landon Collins, and the big dogs on the D-line with Montez Sweat, Chase Young, Jonathan Allen after a recent extension. I'm so happy about that, Ryan, to have him here in D.C. long-term, finally re-signing our guys after seeing so many people that we drafted just move away after their first contract. So we'll get into that with Chris Russell at 10:30. I mentioned the Washington Wizards. Chase Hughes will break that down with me at 9:30. And then we'll go around the NFL. And I want to give you guys my teams that I'm guaranteeing to make the playoffs. We were talking about this before the show, and I'm ready to put my balls on the line for four teams. Four teams that I'm guaranteeing to make the playoffs this year in the NFL. If you're a betting man, we can talk about the over-under on total wins. For example, I know the over is 10.5 for the Baltimore Ravens. That's a home run right there. Are you kidding me? Lamar's just going to get better and better. Nobody is stopping Lamar Jackson. Are they, Ryan?
Nah, I agree with you. I think that could be a good bet.
Thank you. I like when you agree with me.
There we go.
All right. So we also had the Nats be complete sellers. And it is depressing. It was a day that we'll always remember, July 29th, 2021 here, as the day that, I mean, how many, what was it, 7 total guys, Ryan? Can you name them all? I know we lost Scherzer, Turner, Brad Hand, Kyle Schwarber. Who else am I missing?
Daniel Hudson, Brad Hand, or you already named Brad Hand. And then we lost Josh Harrison, Yan Gomes.
Oh, Yan Gomes, too.
It was a rough day.
Yeah. Did you recognize anyone that was playing yesterday?
I mean, yes, I did, just from following like the minor league system, but it was still tough.
Yeah. No, I saw a really funny tweet that was like, oh, you're a Nats fan? Name the guys on the roster currently.
And I don't know if anyone can name everyone on the roster right now.
All right. So it was a trade week here in Washington, D.C., and, you know, a big one was Russell Westbrook. And I just think it's so incredible how much of an impact he had in just 1 year in D.C. And I'm wondering, was this the best solo year in D.C. history? I mean, because I think it was by far the best one-year Wizard of all time. I mean, who else are you going to put up there? I guess Paul Pierce was good for 1 year, but the things Russell Westbrook did in his 1 year in D.C., I'm going to say this, the best one-year athlete in D.C. sports history. Can you name another guy that had that big of an impact in one season for the Wizards or for the Capitals or for the Nationals?
Not off the top of my head.
No.
For that just one-year stay?
Yeah. Do your research. Get back to me in 15 minutes. But I don't think you'll be able to name someone because Russell Westbrook completely changed the culture, changed the way we play defense, completely changed. He made us running up the court, up and down the court, the transition offense. He was so exciting. I mean, the stadium was packed there at the end of the season after we were allowed because of COVID to fill the stadium, and everyone was there to see Russell Westbrook, not Bradley Beal, who's been a Wizard for all this time. They were there to see Russell Westbrook, and he was incredible. So I will really miss him. I understand the trade. I understand, you know, he's at the end of his career here and he wants to win a ring. That's the big thing. You look at Chris Paul, why would Chris Paul actually think about leaving Phoenix after this incredible year? Well, because he knows he doesn't have much time, and so he needs to hop on another super team because that's the thing. Nobody wants to be remembered like Charles Barkley or John Stockton, that you need a ring to solidify your legacy in the NBA. So I saw Team USA is facing the Czech Republic right now in the Olympics. And ladies and gentlemen, they need to win this game. If they lose, they are out. It's one of those things where it is a must-win situation. And so it tipped off at 8 a.m. The score right now, 37-34, Team USA on top. But it is a close one. So we'll update you guys throughout the show on that as we get to the fourth quarter of that one. Ryan, what do you think of Team USA so far, man? It's one of those things where I said on my show a few weeks ago, the way the rules are for the Olympics and the way this roster is constructed, I don't think we're good enough. I mean, Jerry Colangelo came out and said Kevin Love had no reason to be on this team. He threw him under the bus.
I mean, yeah, you are right in a sense, but here's the thing, is we're the best basketball country in the world right now.
Yeah.
We are, even if we lose this thing. So it's disappointing right now.
But the way I look at it, you got to say, who won the last two MVPs? Non-Americans.
You're right. And the world is getting better at basketball. But still, I think the USA should be the cream of the crop. I think we should.
So I put out a futures bet on it, and I took, before the Olympics, I took France. And then I put another bet on France to beat Team USA. And last week, Chris Miles now owes me Bonchon. Because we made a bet on the air, and he took Team USA. You got the big three, Rudy Gobert, Evan Fournier, Nicholas Batum. Fournier outscored our entire team. He had 28 points. He doubled what Kevin Durant scored.
I know. It's been rough. But, I mean, France is the one team that actually can, I think, really compete with the USA when it's all said and done.
I would put Spain up there also. I would put Australia up there and Argentina. I think those are the big teams. But so we'll see. I will update you guys throughout the show on the score. And so it is a must-win game for Team USA. Updating right now in the middle of the third quarter, it is now 60-51, Team USA up. So starting to pull away a little bit. So again, though, they need the victory. So big show today here on 106.7 The Fan, AWOD Weekend Radio, up until 12 noon. Mark Schofield to talk NFL with me at 10 a.m. Again, Chris Russell at 10:30, and my guy Chase Hughes at 9:30. Some big non-sports news, guys. I got a new car. And if you know, I was complaining about my 2005 Toyota Highlander. It broke down on my way to Ocean City about a month ago. My first vacation in 5 years, and my car breaks down and ruins the first night of my trip. And so I went to CarMax, I got a new car, and I'm going to tell you about my experience with that later on in the show. I feel good. I can finally feel proud about my car, so I'm happy about that. So let's get things started here with this Russell Westbrook trade, and what's the future of the Washington Wizards? Should we trade Bradley Beal? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You know the phone lines. Call me up and give me your thoughts on the Wizards, or hit me up on Twitter at AWOD Radio. Adam Epstein till 12 noon. Don't change that dial. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. I just saw Chris Russell's tweeting about 95. Uh-oh. I'm hoping he's not stuck in traffic. I need him to be at training camp. You know what I mean? Reporting from the sidelines. That interview coming up at 10:30 on The Fan, 9:30. Chase Hughes. So right now is your chance to talk Washington Wizards. Take out your phone. Call in 1-800-636-1067. I know there's big Wizards fans out there, and I want to talk about Russell Westbrook going down as the best one-year Wizard of all time. I think he's going to be remembered for having more than double the franchise career record in triple-doubles. He's got a triple-double in his name. I saw that tweeted the other day. Two S's, two L's, two O's in Russell Westbrook. He's going to be remembered for his hustle, man. I remember, against the Brooklyn Nets when we stole the ball back and he hit a three-pointer for the win with like 3 seconds left. That was the best win of the season. His playmaking, it felt like every night he would have 7 assists at the end of the first quarter. He got so many easy buckets for his teammates. The way he changed the culture in D.C. in just one season, he brought the energy. He brought everything to this team, and he meant so much for this team that really turned it around in the second half of the season to make the play-in game. I really feel like the energy around D.C. and in that building was basically about the same as it was when Gilbert was around. Like, that's the kind of thing. Russell Westbrook's a star, probably a first ballot Hall of Famer, and in 1 year in D.C., he was so crazy, crazy good. He empowered Bradley Beal to have the best season of his career by just telling him every single day, bring it. Bring it 110% every single game. Russell Westbrook's the epitome of aggressive basketball. You know, there's no waiting around for somebody else to make a play. He's going to go and do it himself. And I really think we could have won something here if he had stayed for 3 seasons and maybe we were able to attract another big free agent. But Tommy Shepard has decided. The Wizard of Oz, Tommy Shepard, has said it's time to rebuild, retool. And Russell Westbrook actually called him and asked out because he wants to win a ring right now. So if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. And so what do you do if you're the Wizards right now? Word on the street is that they're not done making moves. You got Montrezl Harrell in that trade from the Lakers. He's a really nice defensive piece, and he can play power forward, but he's not a great three-point shooter. And I think that's the big reason he fell out of favor in L.A., barely even played in the playoffs for them. And so I think he needs to be moved to a team like Brooklyn that could really use his defensive intensity. He needs to be a championship contender to make a difference. Kyle Kuzma, part of the trade, he was once a really big prospect. People said maybe he's the next big star in L.A., and then I would say he went Hollywood, started dating a Kardashian or a Jenner, did TV shows, and, you know, never really broke out. He was excellent in the bubble and helped LeBron win a ring for the Lakers, but I never thought he reached his full potential, and I kind of see him as a trade asset for the Wizards rather than a guy that's going to be on the roster next year. And then you have Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Once a great shooter for the Pistons. He killed the Wizards multiple times back then for Detroit. Then he went to LA, and I would say he became a streaky volume shooter. I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't see him ever playing a game for the Washington Wizards. Hashtag trade piece. That is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So we say Denny Avdia rumored to be on the move as well. Just 1 year here in D.C. for the Jewish Jordan. So the question is, who's here to stay? Who's on the way out? Who the heck wants to come play with Washington play with Bradley Beal here in Washington, D.C.? Ryan, who's on line one? Let's go to them real quick.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, AY.
Greg in Upper Marlboro, you're on the Fan.
Hey, AY, can you hear me, buddy? How you doing today?
Hey, man, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. So first and foremost, I want to touch on the first topic you talked about. I believe Russell Westbrook definitely had the greatest season as a one-year player for one of the Washington franchises. It honestly, to me, rivals the first RG3 season. I know RG3 was here for a few more years after that.
Yeah.
But if you just go back to that time, you think about the excitement, and everybody was glued to their TVs every Sunday, everyone nationally, just to kind of watch what RG3 was going to do. I think Russell Westbrook had that same impact. I think he kind of installed like a dog mentality almost in the Wizards while he was here. And even though they didn't make it past the first round, I just love everything he did. It was great watching him every night. And I, for one, am happy that he's able to go on to potentially, compete for a championship with the Lakers. I didn't want him to leave, but I kind of understand it. And then also from a contract implication, yeah, it might have just been better. Now, just to go to Bradley Beal, I believe, I tweeted Bradley Beal actually yesterday to tweet him king, because he could have left. He could have requested a trade. He could have said, you know what, Russell's not going to be here. We got all these rotational players or these non-superstars. I want to go somewhere I can win. And the fact that he wants to stay and kind of continue to build is great.
Yeah. I kind of feel like he wants to stay because of that Supermax. But I do think he deserves some more respect for the loyalty. But I do want to touch on what you said about Russell Westbrook. And he did. It does kind of remind me of RG3. Like, I was just thinking about last night as I was getting ready for my show, how incredible that RG3 game was against the Vikings, where he went and broke through the middle on fourth down and then rushed up the sideline. And I kind of felt like that sometimes when you saw Russell Westbrook on a fast break and he's dunking all over people. He, in that second half of the season, he had a lot of really cool highlights. And I'm with you, man. I want him to win a ring for the Lakers. I think he deserves it for what he's done throughout his career.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think he definitely deserves it. And hopefully he can get it this year, barring no injuries or no other setbacks. I hope he's able to achieve that goal, because just watching Russell Westbrook, it's like everyone says, when you have to like play against him, or when you watch the Wizards play against him, you hated him because you knew what that guy was going to do to your team. But then to see him on your squad and to put up those type of numbers, it was just fantastic. And especially with everything going on in the world, to just be able to kind of just watch the Wizards play and just know that, okay, this guy is about to go for another triple-double.
Right.
It was just a really, really good way to just get your mind off of everything that was going on.
Yeah, man. Great points. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jack in Capitol Heights. You're on the Fan. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, bro? Let us show. I wanted to say I kind of don't agree with the last call, but I kind of do. But we got excited for Westbrook, but it was like when you seen him and you seen that he couldn't hit a 10-foot jump shot and shot 60% from the free throw line. It was like, whoa, this is not going to work. with the Bradley Beal thing, and I wanted to give a salute to my man Tommy Shepard, man. I was kind of hard on him for his first couple years here, man. But, oh, my Lord. I mean, you don't trade any of these guys. Anything you got from the Los Angeles Lakers, you don't move anything. You got Montrezl Harrell, a guy that can average 20 and 10, somebody that can check guard.
Oh, so you're telling me, Jack, to keep the three guys we got from the Nets. I mean, excuse me, from the Lakers, because I actually heard that those guys could be shipped to the Nets in return for Spencer Dinwiddie, who has expressed interest in playing with Bradley Beal.
Yeah, but I believe that's been scratched. I've been paying attention to those guys' Twitter feeds and also their IG. But what wing do we have that's better than Kyle Kuzma? Let's not forget, he took a back seat to Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
Yeah.
When LeBron James got there, Kyle Kuzma was in his second year averaging 18 and 5. I mean, let's not forget that. And let's not also forget that Montrezl Harrell is the sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
You know, sixth man of the he just won sixth man of the year. This guy can guard the Jokic's, the Joel Embiid's. You pair him with Gafford that we just got. Now, a guy we need to move off of this team, Tommy Shepard, you need to move Bertans and possibly Denny, man. And
yeah.
Go ahead and add Lonzo Ball.
So, Jack, you trust Tommy Shepard, though. If Tommy Shepard decides to move Kuzma and Montrez, are you going to be happy with that? Are you happy with a guy like Dinwiddie or someone else coming in here?
Absolutely not. Dinwiddie is just coming off a terrible ACL injury.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. These are defensive-minded guys. These guys can help change the culture here. They're better. You're not going to find better role players in the NBA other than Montrezl Harrell, a defender, somebody that's going to get in your face, be a dog, pair him with Gafford. I mean, you got Kuzma. Guess what? Kuzma is better than Denny and Rui right now in his career.
Yeah, I mean,
seriously. I mean, we just seen Rui have a horrible game in the Tokyo games. He shot three for 11 for the 3-point line.
Yeah, and he lost to Slovenia. 21. Yeah, I saw that. Luka went off. Jack, good call, man. I got to keep it running here. We got JaVale and Culpepper. What's your thoughts, man?
Hey, Wad, how you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, the last caller, he had a lot of points and opinions, and I had as well.
Okay.
You know, as far as Russ, you know, he had a great last season. I wasn't a huge Russ fan just because of all the negatives that you heard, that he didn't make players better, and, you know, he was all about his stats. But being able to watch him night in and night out, you know, it changed my perception of him. That was a really exciting second half of the season last season. However, I love this trade. As the last caller stated, in his second year before LeBron got there, you know, Kuzma was averaging 18.7 and 5.
Yeah,
you know,
but how many wins did that Lakers team have, you know, before LeBron got there?
I understand, but to me now he's a different player. He was progressing. That was his second season. And then when LeBron got there, he didn't get as many touches and looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then when AD got there, he didn't get as many touches and looks. You know,
answer this question for me. Would you rather have Kyle Kuzma or would you rather have Kelly Oubre back in D.C.?
At this point, I would probably rather have Kuzma.
Okay.
Because he feels a need at a position more than we need than Oubre. I think Oubre has progressed as well. I think a lot of that came from playing with Steph, you know, this past season.
Yeah.
But he has stepped his game up. As the last caller said, Harrell is a very good defender, a rebounder, sixth man of the year before last. And I think a lot of it has to do with fit. I think the fit that he had with the Clippers was better than the fit, you know, that he had with the Lakers. So, I mean, all of that put together, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, another really good three-point shooter. You know, he's 37 to 39% from the three-point line.
Yeah.
To pair with the rookie that we got from Gonzaga, I feel that we're in the right direction. However, if Bradley Beal is not going to commit past next year when he can opt out, I said we trade Bradley Beal as well.
Yeah.
I don't want.
Yeah. JaVale, I'm with you, man. I appreciate your call, man. I'm going to keep it running here. Because here's my thing is I agree with these callers. I do love Montrezl Harrell. I love me Kuzma. I think he's got potential. And I agree that Kentavious Caldwell-Pope can be a knockdown three-point shooter. Everything I'm reading, I could be wrong, Ryan. Everything I'm reading, though, is that those guys are trade pieces that we're going to continue to keep it moving here, and Tommy Shepard's going to continue to make trades.
Exactly. That's the exciting part about it. So we'll see what Tommy does.
Yeah, we'll see who ends up on the roster day one. Let's go to Gus in Alexandria. Give me a lot of energy, Gus. We're up until the break here in about a minute.
The only people who love Kuzma, Harrell, and KCP are their moms. So don't give me that kind of people loving those guys. I mean, they're good players. They're good pro players. We need depth. You know, they provide, you know, veterans. So that's what we need for a young coach like Unseld. I was hoping if we could hold out for Westbrook for possibly Kawhi Leonard. Because Leonard was disgruntled. Westbrook and Paul George played well together. I would talk to Rudy Westbrook, but that's not, that should be sale. The major thing is Rudy. You know, he's had to lead his Japan team all by himself pretty much. He's played well. Sometimes he's not played well. Sometimes with that's going to be the real ticket to the season. It's a really, really challenging season.
Gus, I got to cut you off here. I'm not getting a good connection. Try to call back later on in the show there. Ryan, it's these cell phones these days, man.
I
can tell you that's an Android guy right there. I can already tell you that's an Android guy by his service. Adam Epstein here on The Fan until 12 noon. I love the phone calls, guys. Keep it up. I got Chase Hughes next, though. I got an expert to break down the Washington Wizards. I'll get his thoughts because all I'm hearing from my callers is they love Montrez. They love Kuzma. I thought those guys were going to be traded. I doubt they're on the roster next year. We'll hear from Chase Hughes next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Screaming, we will rock you here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. Team USA rocking the Czech Republic now with just 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 108-76, 32-point lead. A great second half from Team USA. Kevin Durant leading the way for the starters with 23. But how about this off the bench? Jason Tatum, I was wondering why he wasn't getting more playing time. Today he's hot from the field. 9 of 13, 4 of 7 from 3 with 24 points to go along with two blocks. Playing well defensively. And so here to break down all of Team USA, but more importantly to talk Washington Wizards, is my guy from NBC Sports Washington. If you listen to the show, you know he's been joining me almost every week here because that's my guy, Mr. Reliable, Chase Hughes, with me on The Fan. What's going on, Chase?
Oh, man, you're underselling it. It's the highlight of my week, Adam.
That's why I love having you on, man. You're a big fan of the show. Let's start with draft night. How would you grade the Wizards draft night from this year?
I would say B plus.
Really?
It's not an A, honestly. I would say a B plus. I think it would have been an A if they kept that first round pick. Getting two first round picks, I think, would have been something to really celebrate. But yeah. You know, Corey Kispert being there at 15 was a stroke of luck for them. I mean, if you were going into the draft and you asked me the one guy who fit them the best, I would have said Corey Kispert. I just wasn't confident that he'd be there on the board.
Yeah, we had him going like eighth in our mock draft here on The Fan.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been a little surprised if he went that high, but somewhere in that range, because he was the best shooter in the draft, a guy who shot a really high percentage at Gonzaga, but also in volume and also over 4 years. So the sample size is really big. He's also a wing. The Wizards went into the draft at least needing those. Now they have a surplus of wings. So Corey Kispert kind of checked off all those boxes, and I just wasn't sure that he'd be there. So the fact that he was and the Wizards didn't overthink it and made that decision, I think makes it a successful draft for sure. We'll see about the second-round pick. I think they could have found some pretty good value at 22nd overall, but obviously they wanted to trade back and also get Aaron Holiday as part of that package.
Yeah, let's talk about Aaron Holiday. You know, his brother Drew was really in the spotlight this year for, you know, winning the title with the Milwaukee Bucks. And I believe they have three Holidays in the NBA, Justin Holiday, Drew Holiday, Aaron Holiday. Give me your breakdown of Aaron Holiday. What do you expect from him this year? I know he's kind of an up-and-coming player.
Yeah, so he's 24 going on 25, was a former first-round pick. He worked out for the Wizards in the same workout that Mo Wagner did a few years back and was really, really impressive, but was one of those guys that the Wizards liked, but he didn't fall in their range. But someone that I thought that they would show interest down the road in. And he's a guy who was a backup in Indiana, but has developed into a good three-point shooter, and he's also a good defender. So he plays kind of a similar style to his brother, Drew Holiday, but he's the shortest of the Holiday brothers. He's only about 6 feet. So he's got kind of like a shorter, scrappy defensive guard. You know, some of the analytics say he's one of the better defensive point guards in the league, kind of like a Raul Neto. You know, last year when they signed Raul Neto, Tommy Shepard pointed out that he was one of the best point guards in the league in adjusted plus-minus. And once they got Aaron Holiday, I checked adjusted plus-minus, and sure enough, Aaron Holiday ranks among the best point guards in the league in that category.
So where would you kind of rate him if we're comparing Ish Smith and Raul Neto?
I think he has a chance to be as good as a Raul Neto. He's just not as experienced. Mm-hmm. You know, Ish Smith came in with a decade of NBA experience. Raul Neto came in with some high-level playoff experience. So I think they hope that he can be that guy, but maybe he won't be that guy immediately. But you also have him entering a contract year, so he's going to be motivated. And, you know, from what I've heard, he's pretty excited to be getting an opportunity to play more, knowing that his career, you know, it could hinge on how he plays this season.
You're listening to AWOD Weekend Radio on 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. My guest on the hotline, Chase Hughes of NBC Sports Washington, covers the Washington Wizards, who were all over all the headlines this week for every sports talk radio show across the country as the big blockbuster trade was Russell Westbrook to the Lakers. He now pairs up with LeBron and AD. They get Brody. That's a huge big three. But they had to give up a lot in return. So now it's Montrezl Harrell to D.C., Kyle Kuzma, Kontavious Caldwell-Pope. Chase, I was surprised. I was actually shocked. And when I put this out to my callers 15 minutes ago, three different callers said they want to keep those guys. They love Kuzma. They love Harrell on defense. I was thinking those are trade pieces. What do you expect here as we move closer to the start of next season? Will they be on the roster?
Well, I think the Wizards are looking into those scenarios. My guess at this point is that maybe one or two of them could be traded. I don't think all of them will be, but I see the reasoning for keeping them on the roster because right now, though I don't know how high the ceiling is for the team. You know, essentially you went from two stars to one, but you've got a more balanced and deeper roster than you've probably had in quite some time. And mm-hmm. it'd be interesting just to see how they would sort this out. Obviously they need a point guard, but if they could find one with the mid-level exception, then you'd have a pretty deep team. If you are to trade those guys, I think it should be for something big. You know, don't just rearrange pieces and trade them for some other mid-level veteran. I think you got to probably aim pretty high if you're trying to ship them and shop them around. You know, the Lakers, see what they did. They packaged a bunch of players and brought in a third star, and basically, I think only have four players on their under contract right now, and they're going to try to figure it out from there. That's one strategy you could use is just try to get another star and go from there. But right now, yeah, I would expect that the Wizards will at least explore those possibilities. But if they do suit up with this team going into next season, I think they should have some strengths in shooting and defense.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see. I know a lot of people talking about Spencer Dinwiddie as possibly a sign-and-trade with the Nets. You know, he's kind of a scoring point guard and a good, pretty good three-point shooter. Tell me this, Chase, okay? I want to play devil's advocate here because, you know, I'm the biggest homer DC sports fan. I love the Washington Wizards. I wanted to keep Westbrook. I kind of wanted to run it back and bring back new guys here. I never wanted to get rid of Gilbert Arenas. I never wanted to trade John Wall. I like keeping my guys here in D.C. But just devil's advocate, why should we not trade Bradley Beal and start all the way over? Why should we keep Bradley Beal? Can you really win a championship with Bradley Beal as your number one? I know he led the Eastern Conference in scoring this season, but so many times in the fourth quarter he wasn't clutch enough, and I don't know if you could put him up against like a Kevin Durant or a Joel Embiid, a guy who's going to take over a game or a Giannis and put his team to the next round. Why should we not trade Bradley Beal?
Well, I've long been on your side of things where, all right, you've got Bradley Beal, you've got Russell Westbrook. Why don't you just add to this? You've got two stars. That's a pretty good start. Now that they're down to Bradley Beal and a bunch of depth pieces, I think there's a stronger argument to trading Bradley Beal, to be honest. I don't think they're going to do that. But you look at this roster, it looks like one Bradley Beal trade away from being a rebuild. You know, you would have a bunch of young guys. You'd turn it over to the young guys. Obviously, theoretically, you'd get a bunch of draft picks for Bradley Beal. And maybe you could build kind of a defensive culture as you move forward. I don't think they're going to do that. And I do think it's absolutely fair to question, like, the Spencer Dinwiddie rumors, for instance. Set aside, by the way, the fact that he's coming off a torn ACL and your starting center is also coming off a torn ACL. Mm-hmm. There'd be some risk involved. But, you know, you trade some of these guys for Spencer Dinwiddie and then Bradley Beal's at the top. You know, what is the ceiling of that team? Can you even get into the top four or five in the East? I think you're probably going to need to make a few more moves. So you're right. I mean, in the NBA in this day and age, like one star is not enough. You need great players. You need multiple great players. And right now the Wizards have one and they've got a bunch of other intriguing pieces. But, you know, you're going to inevitably go up against a team in the playoffs that has three Bradley Beals at this point, and that's going to be extremely difficult to match up against.
Yeah, and the way I look at it, you know, I kind of would be cool with a full rebuild and the fact that Wes Unseld Jr. has, you know, such a pretty good track record of developing young talent. And so I could see us, you know, Kuzma, I could see us keeping. I think Montrezl Harrell's a guy that, you know, he if he's on a championship contender, he's a big difference maker, and so I would be cool with trading him for a young star. I'm not the biggest fan of Kontavious Caldwell-Pope. I think he's just too streaky of a shooter. And You know, if we keep Bertans, who might be on the trading block, but you've got Kispert as well. You already have your three-point shooter there. I would be okay with moving them. I want more young guys here in D.C. so Unsell Jr. can kind of develop them. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. Yeah, with shooting, one thing I would say is they were so bad at shooting last year that I don't think Corey Kispert being drafted necessarily replaces Davis Bertans or makes him expendable. I think they needed to add multiple shooters this offseason. You know, they were bottom third in the NBA in all three-point shooting categories, so they basically had to work around that toward the end of the season last year. They just basically stopped shooting threes at the rate that most modern teams do, and it wasn't ideal, but they made it work. But as far as young players, I mean, yeah, that's what kind of stands out about this roster. You look at it, and you know, obviously Bradley Beal is 28, but and Davis Bertans is a veteran, but you know, when you take the Robin Lopez's and those guys who are on expiring deals, Ish Smith off, it's basically Bradley Beal and a lot of young guys as it currently stands. I mean, Harrell's a veteran. Caldwell Pope's a veteran. But Kuzma's still pretty young. If you were going to kind of transition into a rebuild, he's not too old to kind of fit into that mix as someone you're giving a fresh start. So, yeah, I mean, it really amounts to, at this point, a team, you look at their roster, you can tell they're in transition, and it seems like everything hinges on Bradley Beal and what they decide to do with him. Right now, I would expect they're going to move forward with him. But the roster's set up that if they did want to trade him and trigger a rebuild, the foundation's kind of there.
That's Chase Hughes. Follow him on Twitter, at Chase Hughes NBCS. I'm Adam Epstein. Chase, real quick before I let you go, do you expect Team USA to win gold still? They're going to advance to the knockout round.
I do. Jason Tatum waking up is great news because he hasn't been playing great, and I think they're warming up and they'll get the gold.
Awesome. I really appreciate you having you on the show as always. Thanks so much, Chase.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
Yep. 1-800-636-1067 if you want to talk Wiz, football team, Nats, Caps. Let me know next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. Also simulcast here on the Team 980. So if you're a big fan of AM radio, you're listening to the same broadcast of what's on 106.7 The Fan, AWOD Weekend Radio. Guys, my producer Ryan Clary is legit upset. I would even say borderline depressed. The trade deadline wore him out mentally. So my question for the callers right now, are you more upset about the Nats trades or the Wiz trade? Ryan, why don't you go in a little bit here? Because I can see the sadness on your face.
I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed with Rizzo and the Lerners. Is because supposedly we haven't even attempted to re-sign Trey Turner within the last year and a half during the pandemic, which is fine, but we've had all this off time, and we do have the money moving forward to extend Trey. I do know that, and everyone knows that. And the fact that we saw Jesse Doherty, he tweeted out yesterday that we did try to extend Trey back in spring of 2020 before the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. So there was some traction on a deal there, But then once COVID hit, it just fell apart.
So the Trey Turner part's making you really upset. It's not Max Scherzer or even Kyle Schwarber.
I mean, with Schwarber, he was hurt. So, I mean, that was kind of like the decline of this team.
And we weren't going to win this year.
Yeah, I mean, I had some false hope that we could make a little bit of a run mm-hmm. when we had everyone healthy. I thought I saw this team coming together. Yeah. But a big thing about that is that we let go of Trey Turner, who was our Derek Jeter. He was going to be our captain moving forward.
That's big praise.
It's big praise, but I mean, it that's how it is. He was a team leader. Just like him and Soto.
He was a big part of that World Series run.
Exactly. And for Max Scherzer, I'm obviously upset about him, but the writing was on the wall for Scherzer to be gone after this year. He was a free agent. So, I mean, we got what we could get for him. But with Trey, that's a gut punch because, I mean, we saw the rumors about it, but no one ever believed it because it was how could you give it up?
I trust Mike Rizzo, though, and his decision-making and his judge of talent. That World Series banner feels like it was just hung up yesterday, and it's not that long ago that I was rooting for the Baltimore Orioles because we didn't have a team in town.
Exactly, and that's where people were calling in yesterday, and they're like, hey, I'm just glad to have a team. And it's like, okay, well, like when I grew up, though, like I was like 5 years old when the Nats came to town.
Right. So that's the only team you've rooted for.
So that's the only baseball team
that
I've ever...
You were never a fan of Mike Mussina?
No. I was never an Orioles guy, even though I do like the Orioles, but it's just, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed with them that they couldn't get a deal done with him because... He is our Derek Jeter, and no one can convince me otherwise. Closing thoughts.
I love the emotion, man. And it sucks because I can see, like, even this week, I was trying to get you to book shows, book guests for the show, and you were like, I'm worn out, man. This trade deadline's killed me. We lost Westbrook in D.C., Max Scherzer, two Hall of Famers gone from Washington, D.C. on the same day, July 29th. 2021. So Adam Epstein here on 106.7 The Fan till 12 noon. Don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.